Okay, a good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Some thoughts about Shabbos HaGadol. Let me just organize myself. Some thoughts about Shabbos HaGadol. There are many reasons that it's referred to as Shabbos HaGadol. Remember, there's really no source for this in the Gemara. The four Parshios have a source, the Abra Parshios, but Shabbos Tshuva and Shabbos HaGadol are based purely on Minhagim. So how did it get the name Shabbos HaGadol? So many different reasons suggested, many ideas. But one of the earliest is suggested by the Marshal, who claims that the name comes from the Haftarah. In the Haftarah, and I'll try to put some of the Haftarah on the drawing board here, just so that we're able to see it a little bit. In the Haftarah, taken from Malachi, Paragimel, really the end of Malachi, and for that matter, the end of Tanakh, the end of Nach, actually, the end of Nevi'im. So one of the final psukim, very well-known pasuk, Heshiv Levavos Albanim Velevanim Alavosam, pasuk immediately before, which talks about Gula, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Esaliyo Nevi'lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGadol V'Hanara. So the Dei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Gadol V'Hanara. Eliyo is a pre-redemptive event. Eliyo comes to introduce and to inform. We're in Mishnah Adios. So since the Geula is referred to the day before the Geula, Leo's arrival, Yom HaGadol V'Hanora, and we read this Haftarah, so Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, the Haftarah that has the word Gadol. Which really begs the question, why do we read this Haftarah? What does this Haftarah have to do with Pesach? Very little mention of Pesach, and quite frankly, there are other prakim in Nevi'im where we take Haftarahs from. We never take Haftarah from Ksuvim, but there are other prakim in Nevi'im that do address Pesach more directly. So those would be more likely candidates for Haftarah, Shabbos before Pesach. So the simple and obvious answer is that this Haftarah described Yom HaGadol V'Hanara, the arrival of the final Geula. We're gearing up to describe the first Geula. So there's a closure. So we describe the final Geula before we start mentioning or in the build-up to the first Geula. But I want to discuss today three or four points from the Haftarah. We'll use Haftarah as our anchor. And various psukim in the Haftarah, and various themes in the Haftarah that help us better appreciate Pesach, and of course, what we're going through in the coronavirus crisis. So first of all, there is a lot of attention paid in the Haftarah to Trumos and Maisros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests, challenges us to deliver our Trumos and Maisros to the Beis HaMikdash. Havius kala maser al beis haotzar. Bring your maestros. Bar martin b'mek b'anucha maeser v'atruma. So what does this have to do with Pesach? Why was this Haftarah chosen prior to Pesach? Because it mentioned trumas and maestros. So from a halachic standpoint, because this is the deadline for Vidur and Maisros, if you haven't brought your Trumos and Maisros to the Beis HaMikdash, given it to the Kohen, by Pesach of the third year, you have to empty all your silos. And this is described in Kisavo after the section of Arami Ovid Avi, which is Bikurim, Vidur and Maisros, Hashkifim and Kotshecha. This is the Vidur and Maisros that I now have given out for all my Maisros and Trumos. So since Pesach was the cutoff date, so anytime we see Maisr and Truma, it reminds us, it rings a bell, oh, this is Pesach related. Of course, there's another reason that describing Trumos and Maisros and grains being delivered to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift is so Pesach relevant, and this, I think, resonates in a Corona Pesach. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that Pesach is actually Rosh Hashanah. And on Pesach, we need on Allah Tfua, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world and determines how much prosperity, financial wealth, food, welfare human beings will have. Now, normally, we don't really see Pesach that way. We see Pesach as a Chag Acheres, and we download all the Yom HaDin elements into Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But I think this year, the overlap between Pesach and Corona, we really should view Pesach as a mini Yom Kippur, as a mini Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is judging us. One of the domino effects of the medical crisis, which I fear, is that the world will disintegrate financially and economically. And Mori Davin Kali, Deber, Vechere, Verav. I worry about Rav in the literal sense, but certainly in the metaphoric sense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us this year, Pesach, about Parnassah and Chalkala, and we hope that in addition to the Refuah, and when he judges us, we hope that he also sits in judgment and is Yoshev HaKisei HaRachamim for Refuah as well. But certainly, I think we should overlay elements of Yom HaDin onto this year's Pesach, something which is latent in the Haftarah. The second issue in the Haftarah I wanted to mention, well, let's just go in order. Okay, let's just read through the Haftarah. I'd rather go in order than skip around. You have to read a little bit later in the Haftarah. Okay, so obviously there's the Psukim that I talked about earlier this week on one of my Chizuks, apocalyptic imageries associated with the end of days. Is this really the end of days? It could be, but we try to avoid that type of thinking, and I can't promise you that it isn't, but we're very grounded in the present. We're not lost in apocalyptic messianic thought that could be dangerous. It can raise expectations. So the apocalypse is described, Kihine Hayom Ba Bo'er Ketan, or it'll burn like a furnace, and all the wicked people will be incinerated and will be consumed. And interestingly enough, those who are righteous, so the sun will shine upon them, the sun of righteousness, of tzedaka, an important word, Umar Pei Bichnafeha, and will be healed in the rays of the sun. So just keep in mind, there is an apocalyptic imagery, but this is the pasuk I wanted to jump to, and then I'll go back, I think, some of the other pasukim which I skipped. I think I said skip some pasukim. Zichru taras Moshe avdi asher tzivisi oso b'chariv al kol Yisrael chukim u'mishpatim. Somehow Malachi is returning back to taras Moshe. It's really the only time in the Torah that is referred to as taras Moshe, which makes it such a famous pasuk. Zichru taras Moshe avdi. The Malachi, the Navi, says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzivisi Oso B'chariv Al Kol Yisrael Chukim U'mishpatim. So returning to Chorev, returning to our sin, returning to Moshe, which provides a very, very neat closure. Pesach is the launch of the period of Nevuah. Pesach is the launch of a period which reaches its climax or its summit, literally and metaphorically, at Har Sinai. And Malachi is the tail end of the prophetic era. This is the end of the Nevi'im. Malachi is the last part of Nevi'im, and chronologically, Malachi is the last Navi to live. Chag, Zechariah, and Malachi are the last three Nevi'im. So the last Navi, who's giving his final parting shots to remind us about the ultimate Gula, is returning back to the beginning and the launch of the prophetic era, which is Pesach, and to a degree, which is Shabbos HaGadol, because Shabbos HaGadol was the first time we received mitzvos. Shabbos HaGadol was the 10th of Nisan. Shabbos HaGadol was the first time that Am Yisrael thought about bringing a communal karban and introduce a nation that would receive prophecy. So another reason we read Malachi as the Haftarah on Shabbos HaGadol, because it creates closure. Shabbos HaGadol started, launched the process, mitzvos, karban, Pesach. It launched an era of Nevuah. The era of Nevuah was punctuated by Moshe delivering the Torah, Zichru Torah's Moshe Abdi. Malachi is now closing the period of Nevuah. Nevuah is about to end. They're aware that it's about to terminate. And then you think, by the way, Nevuah will one day return. This is the last Nevuah we have, basically. The last Navi gives the last Nevuah. Don't worry, I'll see you in 2,000 years. Hopefully it's a 2,000-year hiatus. Hopefully we're now at the tail end of the closure of Nevuah, and we've now begun a process in which Nevuah is going to once again restart. So it's a nice way to frame where we are. We don't really know whether the corona crisis is a harbinger of the end of days. It's hard to know, but we do feel that there are messianic events that are taking place, the state of Israel, ingathering of Jews, spread of Torah, fertility of Israel, that do seem to foreshadow a return to a redemptive era and a return to prophecy. There's another thing to think about. Number one, think about Pesach as a Yom HaDin. Number two, think about Pesach and specifically Yud Nisan, Shabbos. That year was Yud Nisan, first mitzvah, the launch, Karm Pesach thoughts, Am Yisrael, the people of prophecy. Number three, another interesting pasuk tie into Pesach, tie in obviously to what we're experiencing. Keep that word in mind. Worthy am segula, but segula means something special, something precious. V'chamalti alehem, I will have pity on them. Kasher yachmol ish al binoha ovedoso. I will have pity on them, the Jewish people, the same way a father has pity and mercy for his child. Now that word v'chamalti is very, very Pesach resonant. The word Pesach has three interpretations. Pei, samach, ches. Pesach means skipping over, Passover. It also means hovering over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovered over their homes. I don't have enough time now to describe the difference between hovering over and passing over, but just trust me that Pesach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped the house with his Shekhinah. Pesach means to hover over something. And because Hashem was hovering and enveloping our houses, the Mashchus couldn't enter. So Pesach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips over the house. Pesach means Hashem hovers over the house. I'm sure I've given Shiur on this over the last week or so. You can try to hunt it down. The third meaning, based on a Medrash Halacha Mechilta, is that Pesach means Hashem as Rachmanus. Pesach Chasalahem. Rashi actually quotes Chasalahem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu hovered, skipped their houses, and had Rachmanus on us. So the word V'chamalti, getting back to our word, the word V'chamalti Alehem, Kasher Yachamol Ish Al Binoha Ovedoso, is very Pesach resonant for two reasons. Number one, because of the Rachmanis we ask Hashem, where Hashem promises us and we need his Rachmanis. And second of all, because of the metaphor, Kasher Yachmol Ish Al Benoha Ovedoso, the same way a father would have mercy on a child. Well, when did we feel that we were Hashem's children? The night of Pesach, four and a half days later, after Shabbos HaGadol. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the firstborn from Egypt, from the Egyptians, because Hashem had warned them, if you keep my son, Shalach has beni v'avduni, if you refuse, hineni lokeach has bincha b'charecha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Pyro, if you don't release them, because they're my children, I'll take your child in exchange, the Jewish people in Egypt feel, hey, we're Hashem's children, he loves us. We're starting to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, so many of the Makos, and I spoke about this last night in my Makos here, so many of the Makos are not just to punish the Egyptians, but to train the Jewish people how to see Hashem. They're building a budding relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the interfaces that we think of when we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's our father. So this Pasuk is very, very Pesach resonant. I will have Rachmanis on them. Karban Pesach, we ask the word Pesach, Hashem should have Rachmanis on us. And Hashem is our father, and especially during a time of crisis and plague, it's so important to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Av HaRachaman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father. We don't know why this is happening, but he's not angry with us. He's our father. And of course, this is a foreshadow, Kasher Yachmol Ish Al Benoho Vero, so to the end of the Haftarah, the Heshev Lev Avos Al Banim, Velev Banim Al Avosam, the children and fathers' hearts become synchronized to perform tshuva. I'll talk about that a little bit later. So number one is, Pesach is a Yom HaDin, we're Nidon Al Tfuah. I think that has a lot of meaning this year. Number two, Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi, the beginning of prophecy started Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. Number three, Bechem Lasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. Okay, now number four. Number four is, of course, a very famous pasuk, Eshelev Avos Al Banim, Velev Banim Al Avosam. Now, it could mean that fathers and children become in sync and they both perform tshuva. Rashi has a fascinating, let me get back to Rashi. Rashi has a fascinating pshat on Veheshev Levavos Abanim Velebanim Alavosam. Rashi says that it's a unique situation, Al Yedei Banim. Not that the fathers turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the children, Al Banim, Al Yedei Banim. Children lead their parents back to tshuva. Yomer HaBanim Derech Abba V'Ratzom. The children will say softly and lovingly to their father, Lechu V'Dibru Alavotechem. I'm sorry. The Pasuk tells the children, Derech Ava V'Ratzon. The Navi tells the children, kindly, children, Lechu V'Dibru Al Avoseichem. Go speak to your parents, Le'chos B'Darchei HaMakom, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually really fascinating and prophetic Pasuk. normally the Masorah works that parents teach children the Masorah. Parents deliver this information to children. Eliyahu prophesies that there'll be a time, sadly, there'll be a break in our Masorah, but there'll be a regeneration and a revitalization of the Masorah so that the younger generation will have more Torah knowledge, more Torah passion, more Torah exposure than their parents, and they'll flip it back to their parents, say, Daddy, Mommy, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one could feel that this is a pasuk which very much describes the potential in our generation. The Holocaust created this gaping hole in our Masorah. So many of our parents, grandparents, depending on how old we are, didn't have yeshiva background, lost their Masorah, didn't grow up in a family where they saw it medically. And now children study, all of a sudden are bringing parents to Israel, bringing parents closer to Torah. So this is a very, very modern meaning of the pasuk based on Rashi and Malachi. But either way, whether you take Rashi's pshat or not, the psukim talk about a return. Eliyahu will come and there'll be mass tshuva. Now you look around our world, you don't really see mass tshuva. Well, you don't see that potential. Obviously, there's a general trend towards greater religion, but you don't see hordes and hordes and millions of people all of a sudden moving towards tshuva. It means that you have to read this with a lot of emunah in the potential of Am Yisrael, the potential of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create events which open people's heart, but more importantly, or not more importantly, but equally important, emunah in Am Yisrael, a belief that every Jewish person has a deep-seated connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chassidus is an actual part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chelek alo kamimal, and even though our eyes belie it, it doesn't seem to be evolving, we know that Jews are just one step away from that mass tshuva which Eliyahu describes. And what does this have to do with coronavirus, and what does this have to do with our situation? Trying to link everything to create a Shabbos prism to experience coronavirus, a Shabbos HaGadol prism. It's really important to experience Shabbos different from the week, because the week feels like Shabbos. So be careful with your dress, be careful with your schedule, be careful with your davening, daven a little differently, because you have to really demarcate Shabbos. So we've all seen the images and the pictures from Bnei Brak, the images and the pictures from Borough Park, or here is happening in Lakewood a little bit, assuming that in London, in certain Haredi sections, we're seeing similar non-compliance, truancy. So here's what has to happen. First and foremost, this is terrible, aberrant, wrong behavior. It is not the behavior of an Oved Hashem. It is not behavior of Ben Torah. I promise you, any tefillos that are concocted with tzibur, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tarfin osel bifneim. I'm crying when I'm saying this. Tarfin osel bifneim. This is a to'eva. Read the first parak in Yeshaya. Mi vikesh zos michem rimas chatzirai. Who asks you to trample into my Beis HaMikdash with your hypocrisy? This is wrong, and people have to understand that it's wrong. And for ourselves, we have to know that we follow the rules. And anyone that leaves has a gather of a rodev and a halachli, should kill the person. But mamish is a rodev. The police would have to deal with that person. And today I just saw they caught people. It is wrong behavior. Now, you also have to realize there's a lot of generalization. I'm sure most peoples in any society, those that I know, at least in Bnei Brak, are God-fearing, law-abiding people. It may have taken them a little longer to realize they're not as hooked up to the internet. According to one day in the Medrash, the Makos had, according to one day, it was 3 weeks of warning, 1 week of Makkah. The other day is 1 week of warning, 3 weeks of Makkah. We choose the second day, a week of warning. Who needs more than a week of warning? Why do you need 3 weeks of warning? Because some things are so difficult to wrap your heads around, you need to hear about it until it settles in. None of us would have imagined our lives 3 weeks ago, but it took a while for it to settle in. And they just didn't have that pace because they weren't as hooked to television and news as we were. But I'm not excusing the behavior, but don't fall prey to judgmentalism. It's a lot of extremists. But the behavior is wrong to the degree that the community can't self-correct. It's a flaw in the community. I don't want there to be any wiggle room on this. But from our perspective, this is our family. And when family makes mistakes, even terrible mistakes, even mistakes that imperil us, and they are imperiling us. I am imperiled because of their ridiculous behavior. But they are our family. And towards family, you exhibit Ava. And this is the Shabbos of Ava Yisrael. And this is a Shabbos of bringing Karban Pesach together. And Mitzrayim one day will stand in the Azara with those people who made terrible mistakes and endangered our lives. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder singing Hallel together. So just get a sense of the broader picture. That's what family is. And if you have a emunah that Am Yisrael can perform tshuva, that same emunah has to turn your emotions. I'm not in any way sidestepping the criticism, but the primary emotion has to be love, sadness, trauma, sympathy, tefillas. With the behavior set aside. Mashal lemahadavar doma. Again, I'm just it just popped into my mind. Some people may find this caustic, but for the sake of clarity, I'll say it. Rahman al-Islam, lo aleinu, when a person commits suicide, we separate the behavior from the person. The person must have been in some state that we can't even imagine how much pain, how much anguish, how much of a dark tunnel that person felt, and the only solution he or she could think of. But we excoriate and we lambast the behavior in the loudest possible terms. This is wrong behavior, and the people that took it, and to the degree that this behavior represents certain norms and certain attitudes in the overall society, it should be thought about and discussed, but not now. Right now, people are dying in numbers that are just hard to wrap our heads around. We daven, we feel, we don't feel superior. We make mistakes in our lives and in our communities. They make mistakes. We can stack up mistakes versus mistakes if we want to have the mistake Olympics and decide who has more errors in their society. But right now, Shabbos HaGadol, the Heshiv Le'Vavos Albanim, if you can imagine Mass Tshuva, it's because you see Yidden have a unique capacity, a unique Kedusha, and that has to dominate our thoughts and our tefillos. I'll leave you with a famous question of the Maharal. Maharal said, why do we celebrate this day of Yud Nisan on Shabbos HaGadol? It just happened to be that year Yud Nisan was Shabbos, but Yud Nisan can fall out on many days. We should mark the day on Yud Nisan, not on Shabbos HaGadol, which this year happens to be Yud Nisan, but could be any. So I gave a show in Chassidus about an hour and a half ago to some boys in Yeshiva. You're welcome to listen to it online. A couple of Sfas Emesis that address that question. It's in Hebrew, so take a look at Y Yutara. But one of the answers, the answer of the Maral is that Shabbos protected them. They played a very dangerous game, flaunting the Egyptians, buying their deities, sacrificing, replacing sacrifice of deities. Shabbos protected. Special time of Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like 3,500 years ago, Shabbos protected our ancestors in Mitzrayim. Shabbos should protect us, our people. Anachnu tzoneinu ve'ataro'einu. We are your sheep. We were that way in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please shepherd us through this crisis. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbos HaGadol of Emuna. Shabbos HaGadol of Avas Yisrael. And when you read the Haftarah, because that's going to be their only anchor, it's not going to be any Shabbos HaGadol drasha. So, and the Parsha is a regular Parsha. The Torah is a regular, the Maftir is a regular Maftir. We'll sit down in our homes. Don't run to Minyanim. Hashem doesn't want Minyanim now. Even if you have a Minyan that's, maybe, I don't know, I think last Friday night there was a Minyan on my block. Everyone stood outside their house. But okay, if you're standing on your porch and just hearing other people daven, it's only don't pull somersaults. Even if you can attend somewhere where there's a Minyan and you're keeping space, it's utter. People hear you, you have to set an example. You have to show your children, people in your community, I'm not davening the Minyan, even though I could. Even though I can find a space Minyan, because the next person won't. Or because someone will come over and say something to me. And chalila b'chas, that you should have dam on your hands, chas v'shalom, because you didn't realize the difference. A good Shabbos, everyone. A good Shabbos. I'll just unmute everyone to say good Shabbos to everyone. Good Shabbos.
Thank you so much. Good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos, Daniel. Good Shabbos, Daniel. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone. Someone chatted. Good Shabbos. Thank you. Thank you. Don't do it. Thank you. Okay, I'll stop.